Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of all the people, the great gathering of monks and great assembly of little silence. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara the Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither increase nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, and the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the Venerable Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Oh, Shabbat shalom. So this new text was sponsored by Anne and
Nancy
Putek. So, you know, whatever they were there, you know, spiritual wishes may fulfilled, we do this kind of dedication for them. And you know, and Rinpoche would like to thank both of them, and is very appreciated.
Takatu chu kaun yo ba de tuwa da debi kono nyo gure se de chu su ki deche ji jena kensa da goye nyo kaya sa la da.
So whatever dharma we listen to, we always listen dharma with you know, joyous effort. So if somebody tell you like that, you know, then maybe somebody might think kind of strange.
Tengaso ngaki nye nere chiron so nye na kangal chi kar kensa de chi kogo ye jinse kar sa na so chul nyo ne de chong jo ro wa sala da da lo sa de ryu ye jir ngal nyo ne me ro kangal.
Why, you know, some people feel strange? Because, you know, from Rinpoche side, who try to explain, and from our side, who are listening, you know, both side, we are not really habituated in the dharma practice.
Maso gawa da towa da chibo shun se de mocha ji kesu ji ge da da la gawa da towa che go ro wa sa la.
So usually when we get and feel some kind of joyous effort, you know, at that time you know, we are doing something to gain and something to benefit ourselves. Then, you know, if that kind of things, you know, happen, then we feel kind of joy, as well as we are so enthusiastic for that, and we feel kind of fun too.
Yes, and the other thing, Keson Carrier says on a Ronjil is a bit said the Sinilla, and they were there to hear in Keson Yores, they were. But Ranjin Yigal, Ronda Jin, any Kangala do to a yenny.
So, you know, what kind of benefit we gain by listening and explaining the teaching is that, you know, for us in our this life and in our many future lives, you know, it will bring about the happiness. And, you know, for us, so that a kind of gaining or benefit, it will give.
In that the young Asuki Tarasi, Chirondo Maris Lada, then Chibutamba Kansu Noji, Dirty Yelan de la Nyansa Lenin, Ranji Kangaki, Dewa Yukovon of Goods Hanging.
So therefore, this is just, you know, not made up by, you know, Rinpoche, because, you know, many previous, you know, great masters, like, you know, like sun and moon and star in the skies, like that kind of really renowned masters in the past, and also in the present, also, you know, many masters like those are, they have been gained this kind of benefit mentioned in the Dharma, and in present time also they are gaining such a, you know, happiness. We don't need to doubt about the benefit of Dharma.
Tidaki dindula yininga rang tirin chara su shenpa na yi yinaga tina nga yin huyi yung tuwa ji shenla na ru chi yi rabu di ki yinga la wata te sana da wa yin sa la.
So therefore, today in the presence of those, you know, masters, you know, I will try to follow on their footpaths and try to attain and accomplish, you know, whatever they have, you know, accomplished, you know. So please bless me to accomplish those, you know, happiness. So in this kind of, you know, intention, we try to create a, you know, sense of good thoughts before listening to the teaching. So we will make some effort to create that things.
Rūgī gēsē chīpā chīchā gāwane hē, mā sō shāngchū lāngchū rē bāsēngi tē, nē chēnyē chēvē yī rās.
So now, with that kind of great reason and with, you know, that kind of great intention, we will try to explain the teaching and try to listen the teaching. So like always, if you know how the author explained the Lamrim teaching is in four chapters, so that we all know. So out of these four chapters, first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. That's the first chapter. We already, you know, did that. So now we are in the second root chapter that is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So because of this four greatness and four greatness and three great characteristics that make the Lamrim practice you know, famous.
Tomodele jeja yosu zobe chewaji ladlan devi chewaji
So like we did the, you know, three great characteristics, you know, as mentioned in the Lamrim, those are the three great characteristics.
도하니가 제자 세인자네 제자 요소 줘 봤어요. 내리 가서 거기 가서 가실 거 해요 말로. 대형 어디 사지대 따다 대기부터 살아다 얘기. 근데 도하니가 제자 요소 줘 봐. 제자 요소 줘 봤어요. 근데 도하니가 땡기도 제자 세세요 인자네 제자 요소 줘 봤어요. 그래.
So some people are new, so you know it is hard to hard to explain to them the, you know, again those things. So anyway, the Lamrim teaching contains both the sutras and the tantric teaching. That is because Lamrim is a complete, you know, path, or the complete, we can say, complete teachings of the Buddha, because it deals with sutras and about the tantras.
La de long deva se di de chikola pa ta so na ne go chue che ye go de ne zu jo pa de de ro se ta ma de ro se ne sa ji sa de ro sa pa de phang ji ne yong ji ne shu ji che sha wa yin za de la de long deva se da.
And easy to put in practice, that is the other great characteristic of Lamrim. How is that so? Because, you know, when you listen to the Lamrim or read the Lamrim text, you know, it really, you know, show you the precise where to begin and, you know, where your path gonna end, or the attainment of the enlightenment is very, very, you know, clearly, you know, explained.
Shinda Chimanyu Ji Lula Kepi said, Sanje Yisunro de Zambali Mei Shazu Ji Tenla Pengye de Gobaludu Toma Tenla Pengye de Gobaludu de Papa Tome Nyeri Es. Dei Nyi Lula Kenye Ge Lama Sanimba de Rupi Kuyu Nyi Ge Maju Ne Joji Ge Se Dene Bounty de Mayu De Ne Tana Gaso Ge De Lare Sumba Ba De Ne Jutunga Ba De Bounty De Yon Joji De Se Yen Dalla Chie Shava Mayu Ba Chubu Gongla Tu Ba Nayin.
So, like, you know, if it is a, you know, snowy spring water, then the water should trace back up to the, you know, snowy mountain. So, likewise, here also, you know, the Lamrim teaching can be, Lamrim teaching is the Buddha's teaching authentic, because, you know, you can trace it back, the source of the teaching comes from Buddha. How is, the great masters of the India, the Nagarjuna and Asangas, you know, they are the, you know, Buddha's, teaching holders, that in the human forms. So, you know, when it trace back to humans' form, then, you know, it start with the Nagarjuna and Asanga, and followed by the, you know, Atisha and the Rigpe Kujuk, and then comes to the, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa. So in this way, you know, the source come from Buddha, and, you know, lineage unbroken, and that proves the, teaching is authentic.
Then also you pay a cut to guard with your login or Sanjay, you soon said to say the telemark to hear your pressure on my inbar. Lama Rani in your legend, the Toba Denis Jessons, Toba Jeva de Matri, Piggy Jojo Delaney, yeah, then the Javaj Jonah, Sanjay soon to suggest dinner, Lensha to Jerez and Lada Tada.
So not only that, you know, quoted from some of the Buddha's teaching and then try to explain. Not only like that, but, you know, the many masters, you know, study and put it into practice, and they gain the, you know, the perfect, you know, attainments or the realizations mentioned in those things through this kind of, you know, experiences, the author, you know, write down and put it in the, you know, in the scripture. So, you know, so in this way, you know, if we could able to do the same thing, then there is there is no doubt that, you know, we will also attain the same realizations. Not only that, you know, if we could able to, you know, able to copy, you know, their deeds without any, you know, any faith on it, if we try to like that, you know, also there is no doubt that we will be arrive in a unmistaken, you know, a place, or we will attain the unmistaken realization, even we did without any faith in them or it. So if you know, we could able to comprehend the teaching, you know, then we will come to know, or we will know that, you know, in all the Dharma teachings, that, you know, it concerns about the well-being of ourself. Not they don't talk about the well-being of the masters and well-being of the Buddhas and the three jewels, and not like that. Always, you know, it will concern about the well-being of
practitioners.
So in this way, if we could able to integrate our, you know, three doers activities with the Dharma practice, then, you know, that person's, you know, mind becomes, you know, kind of spacious, and as well as the behavior of the three doers is kind of calm, and, you know, is kind of soothing and more peace. So that we can observe, or, you know, we can feel. So this, now we will go through the text.
Sorry, chewa shi yinu, chewa tongpo tala tenpa tongchi gime tu tobi chewa se chi chi. Dua ra sara ga.
Ta dirwa, ta chewa.
Kani chi chi suna chewa shi yi, chewa shi yi.
Nishi jidar chazu dirwa.
Dile ya mara ta.
La. Nishi jidar chazu le ya mara. La chewa shi yi, ale 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 ale. Ale. Do you know where we are? I couldn't find it.
I was reading Chawa on page 13, but I don't know.
You got the page 13?
This afternoon it was like 13 in the Tibetan.
Sorry. Oh. No, in the English, page 46.
Page 46. Tenpa samje gyeme du tobe chewarwa.
Chewa ji yi chewa tongpo de tenpa tangche gyeme du tobe chewa singde. Ani lang re re chewa tongpo gore, yes.
So the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. Knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradictions.
The chewa de chonggyo ji se gare se zo na tenpa shakya tuba yi pena chuta mawa jie singe da ji ene do dan haa singe da ene yang kura paryo de shimba dala yang swata da singe mabu shu ji songsha yoro wa sila da.
So why, you know, we should know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. Because, you know, in Buddha's teachings, there are, you know, four school of thoughts, and also there are, you know, different vehicles, you know, sutras and tantras, and so on.
So, in this way, if we don't know
that all of the teachings are free of contradiction, then, you know, like mentioned earlier, that, you know, in Tibet, sometime later on, that, you know, people think that sutras and tantras are not complementary each other, but they are contradict each other, like hot and cold. So now we will go through the text, you know, there is a great explanation in the text. So the first, knowing that all of the teachings of the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction. So first we need to know the teaching.
So, as
explained in the text, you know, the greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. With regard to the teachings, Avalokiteshvara's commentary on the lamp of wisdom concerning teaching. So what the teaching means is the scripture of the Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Buddha, you know, accurately teach that which is to be thoroughly known, that which is to be eliminated, that which is to be manifested, and that which is to be cultivated by deities and the humans who wish to attain the ambrosial state of a non-abiding nirvana. So that is the, you know, I guess the definition of the teaching.
Tata tsu yi yi, di guan nu bian na, yong su xie ba xie wa da, bao ba xie wa da, ngon su de xie ba xie de, dian ba xie le jiang de song jiu le shi la.
So this, you know, as mentioned here, that which is to be eliminated, and that which is to be manifested, and that which is to be cultivated, you know, this, what this talk about is this talk about in the details of the first teaching, the Four Noble
Truths.
I left the first thing, you know, accurately teach that which is to be thoroughly known. So, accurately teach which is to be thoroughly known means that, you know, knowing the, you know, suffering nature of the samsara, the, you know, First Noble Truth. And the second is, you know, that which is to be eliminated is, you know, eliminate the, you know, source of suffering. That's the second noble truth. So, what that which is to be manifested is, you know, to manifest the, you know, the cessation of the suffering. And that which is to be cultivated means that, you know, meditate on the path which will bring in the cessation.
So
deities and the humans who wish to attain the ambrosial state of a non-abiding nirvana, that means deity and the humans means, you know, that we the human beings and the, you know, and you know, the celestial beings, you know, those who want to obtain the, you know, obtain the, you know, nirvana, and all and you know, full enlightenment, who wish to attain this kind of, you know, attainments, then, you know, those practitioners need to, you know, practice, you know, these things.
She sumba ta jaya sumbi, kasa jaya lepa sumba chini ba thangchi sedwa, kaja sanje ki sumba kanyi ba tida thangchi, yani tenpa thangchi kime toshi bi tenpa la kogri ya sana sumdwa.
So, thus the teachings are what the conqueror explained well here in the context of the length for the path to enlightenment. So the teaching means, so mentioned above.
Tito chanchi gawa meba toba ne se rwa na tiri gawa meba khande chanchi toba re se lawa yina asa lada.
So to know that all the teaching are free of contradiction, you know, to understand means how do we understand the teaching free of contradiction.
사제이 송바 강의받대 강사 티 네 사제이 연애듣대 송바대라 이제 가와메 봐서라 그래서.
So that is how you know we will understand free of contradiction is that they are the path by which one person becomes a Buddha. So the Buddha's teaching doesn't contradict to one individual's practice to attain Buddhahood.
So
how that becomes one individual's, you know, path to attain Buddhahood is all the teachings, you know, of the Buddhas, you know, is either one individual's, you know, main, you know, root practice, or it would be the branch, limb practice. You know, there is nothing left. You cannot leave any Buddha's teaching, you know, beside that. So, like mentioned here, some are the main point of the path, some are the various branches of the path of the individual. So not only that, you know, we need to practice all those to attain Buddhahood for ourselves. When we obtain Buddhahood, then in order to, you know, serve the sentient beings, also, you know, you need all those, you know, things mentioned. So likewise mentioned here in the text, Bodhisattvas make it their goal to accomplish the good of the world. All living beings, since Bodhisattvas must take care of the students who are follower of all three lineages, those of Sharvakas, Pratikya Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas. They must train in the path of those three lineages.
So that
kind of Bodhisattvas make it their goal to accomplish the good of the world, you know, that world here, it means all living beings. So all living beings are, you know, categories in three different, you know, groups or lineages mentioned
here.
So these three lineages or the groups or whatever, you know, those are the Sharvakas who have an inclination on the attainment of Sharvakas, and some are some got the inclination toward the attainment of the Pratikya Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas who have an inclination to attain the a complete Buddhahood. So like mentioned here, you know, if one want to want to serve or benefit these three different lineages, then first, you know, you must train in the paths of these three lineages, and you must train in the path of those three lineages. So in this way, if you don't know the, you know, practice of these three lineages, then you cannot able to help these three lineages. So you have to know, and you yourself has to been there. So likewise here, for us, Nagarjuna's essay on the spirit of enlightenment, Bodhicitta, Vivarana, says, because they engender in others certain knowledge that accord with their own, the wise apply themselves always and without mistakes. And the Dharmakirti also says in the, you know, in that this text, it is difficult to explain to other the result of cause that are obscure to oneself. Therefore, if you have not ascertained something exactly, you cannot teach it to other. So these two stanzas explain that, you know, if you don't know yourself very well, then, you know, So the first stanza says that you know everything, then you know you can explain it to other unmistakably without any contradictions. So, like the wise apply themselves always without mistaken, that means that, you know, the wise, you know, first they learn and they themselves perfected with any kind of subjects, and then, you know, they can able to explain without mistake. That is the deeds of the wise one. So the second stanza explains that if something is obscure to oneself, then, you know, he cannot explain or reveal thing to other. And if one try to do that, then it would be kind of, a lie or misleading or kind of, fake.
So yao no ma me sa do la pen pa xie na la xin jin 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 ten ten ru zhe ba gong xie song xin sa ta de de yi a le te pa te ji luo de bong di te bong di te da ran du ye
du
na ji luo xie le jiang te te pa te xie song xie song
so therefore we will go through the text you know therefore if you have not ascertained something exactly you cannot teach it to others So now we go through the text by stating those benefactors of the beings who accomplish the good of the world through the knowledge of the paths, you know, Ajita indicated in the ornament for clear knowledge that knowing the path of the three vehicles is the method for bodhisattvas to achieve the goal they have set.
So
like mentioned here that knowing the path of the three vehicles in the method for bodhisattvas to achieve the goal they have set, you know, that is the some tools or the method the bodhisattvas needs to help the sentient beings. So that was mentioned in the path of the bodhisattvas.
So
as we follow the text, also the mother of the conquerors, the 18,000 verse Perfection of Wisdom Sutras says, Bodhisattvas should produce all paths. Whatever is the path of Ashravakas, Apadhikya Buddhas, or the Bodhisattvas, and should know all paths, they should also perform the deeds of these paths and bring all of them to completions. So the meaning of this Wisdom Sutras saying, quote here, so that means in the Bodhisattva's path, you know, they should perform the deeds of these paths. The Bodhisattva's when they are in the path, you know, they learn, you know, the path of the all these three lineages.
The lineage card that the date call can the such yeti the card that cause the data ram do
la
yeti the cause data some lot
some so people got Rinpoche is suspicious that you know I did read the wrong or whatever, so people are kind of confused.
347
So if you are following, then you guys could make some, you know, remarks or some marks on those things if you guys...
但是多多一龙的但他看这些说呢，但这一个人接送一龙，吸收不多，龙吸收不多，想吸收没龙，刚给那个是看的结果的，看的那个是看的结果的，是给这的结果的，但他龙不多的。So
knowing the paths of the three vehicles in the method for bodhisattvas to achieve the goal they have set is goal they have set is to benefit all the sentient beings. So, you know, in order to benefit all the sentient beings, you have to know the method, exactly.
嗯，变成想去身边狼了，阿来东北狼爱有罗斯了的，从狼的中狼，通狼的高狼，配起靠近野狗一截的，没罗狼是的，狼爱有罗斯。
So, in the path, you know, Sharvakas, Pardiki Buddhas, or Bodhisattvas, such as Bodhisattvas, there are five paths, you know, maybe people people know these five paths, you know, accumulation of the merit to the, you know, no more learning is the fifth path. So the first bodhisattva path, accumulation path, and the preparation path. So at that time, you know, the bodhisattvas generate all the path. And at the third path of seeing, you know, the bodhisattvas sees all the path.
你通了元去了，杀东北尼巴是这个杀九州的，杀吉巴面前也是，去了帮到具体的工作做不些个的意思哦。And in the
path of seeing, you know, it will divide it into ten grounds or the bhumis.
可能多啊，一弄的，得到点元素做不下行，是一点不加个的，那吉巴下吉巴下我是得到点元素做不下行，是一点。
And at the you know 10 bhumis, you know up to 8 bhumi, you know bodhisattvas, you know gradually abandon or the eliminate all the, you know, abandonments and attain, you know, realizations, all the realizations gradually.
So
we can go through the text. If you are a Mahayana practitioner, then you know if you try to learn, study the Sharvakas and Pratikya Buddhas. Practice, if they say it really contradicts, then that's not true. So we stop here better.
Tombo Jung de Tele Ma, Roshan Maresala Taini, just near Bene Casa, don't know what this is. John the Dungeon, it is the Sierra Salada. So they wonder with the Sunday Sumba Tanji de Gaia Marie, Kazaji in your language, and all the Sumba is and D. Jensen Jung, he was Salada.
So what all this talk about is that greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, first chapter, knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. So, all the teachings are aimed to one individual's practice to attain, complete enlightenment. So that is what, explaining now. So, if So we will go through the text, thus it is contradictory to profound that you should not train in the scriptural collections of the Hinayana because you are a Mahayana practitioner. They are shared and unshared path to enter the Mahayana. Since the shared are those things that come from the scriptural collection of the Hinayana, how could they be something to set aside? Therefore, Mahayana followers must practice all those things taught in the Hinayana scriptural collections, with only a few exceptions, such as diligently seeking a blissful peace for oneself alone. This is the reason for extensively teaching all three vehicles in the very vast scriptural collection of the Bodhisattvas. So, as mentioned here, Mahayana followers must practice all those things taught in the Hinayana scriptural collections. So that doesn't contradict to the Mahayana to practice Hinayana practice.
Ta teaching lan jungyo de la timo ase de teaching da timi ni ga yi nyang le che go he chi ni timo ma yi ba se de teaching pe la jang ba lan rong ni ye de ni timo ni ga yi nge de timi ye lan de xie ba de se yin su na ni timi lan de xie nge de nyang su ma le yu shan de ge ma ro wa s ge de ta da te xie wa.
So like mentioned above that three different lineages, Sharvaka, Pardika, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So one wish to attain only nirvana, then they don't practice the bodhisattva path. And if one wish to attain complete enlightenment and one practice the bodhisattva path, that bodhisattva practitioner cannot leave aside of the Sharvakas and Pratikya Buddhas path, like here, only few exceptions. So only there are few exceptions that bodhisattvas won't practice as mentioned here.
Kurono lano tena ranchu bu shede tenyu la soba mise jin gare ma to ne thaje teba chen me nyasa le gobe es
So these few exceptions are only for self. So that is why, you know, these can live aside. Other than that, all the, you know, three vehicles in the vast scriptural collections are practiced by the Bodhisattvas. So these three lineages or the three different practitioners, you know, the Sarvaka practitioners and Pratikya Buddhas, and you know, these two practitioners, they wish only for their liberation. So it's a self-liberation nirvana. So they only work for their benefits, like, you know, Sarvaka's, you know, renunciation should be, you know, their renunciation should be wish to attain and nirvana only for his or herself.
And
also such as, you know, taking refuge in three jewels. So, you know, this is the common path to all the, you know, Buddhist practitioners. But when Sarvaka's practitioner take refuge in three jewels, they take refuge in three jewels for only for their, you know, their protections rather than, you know, protection for all the sentient beings. So, you know, when Bodhisattva take refuge in three jewels, they take refuge in three jewels in order to benefit infinite sentient beings. Similarly, here, you know, for attaining the realization of emptiness, also, you know, when they practice, you know, realization of emptiness, you know, the Sarvakas, you know, for their self-liberation, you know, they try to abandon and the true existence of self. So, for that purpose, they practice, you know, the path to attain the, you know, selflessness or the emptiness, and you know, the Bodhisattvas, you know, they attain realization of emptiness in order to benefit for all the sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. 대체 중요한데 그 일을 괜히 계시시에 여말 와서.
So like, you know, similarly, like here about the dollar. So when the general dollar means, you know, nobody owns the dollar, you know, today's, you know, it can be anybody's dollar. So, you know, so for some got the dollar, they spend only for themselves, and for some they use for many people's benefit.
근데 지뢰도 다가지 테메지중의 템바데 선주선배 년에 제고를 해봤다. 답미세 가르르세서는 런이 찍고 있기 때문에 이니 테메기 년에 제야데 선주선배 제고 말에 테미세에서 라도는 단단히 미세 봉세대.
So the Sharvakas and Pratitya Buddhas, you know, the Hinayana vehicles practice, you know, Bodhisattvas certainly do this kind of practice, beside some exceptions.
Shangchu Sembe Langla Tete Nyetoji Lang Tsenye Ba De Pangja Res Langla Tete Se Karda Jidang Nyansa Langja Yina Yang Shangchu Sembe Nyansa Lengba La Kwasa Mente Shu Shu Tari Mo Kwa Gungi Dero Tendu Ike Se Yeri Yang Tadda Logu Es
So and sometimes, you know, some could argue that, you know, for the Bodhisattvas, you know, Hinayana practice need to be abandoned. So that is a different interpretation because, you know, compare to the practice of bodhisattvas, you know, Hinayana or the Sharvakas and Patike Buddhas practice should not incline to those kind of practice, cause, you know, it is only for oneself.
Then a Sanjay Sun on the Sura Yala Junior Sage, Sura Yala Junior on the Sura Chite, and Tepasungi Timo Tepasungi Denis and the Chisun Shire, the song will be just there and there and in Dua. Then I shall say, Shinde Jibi did the Tepasunga Jacet and Bijase and Tayno, saying to do the Church Raswan.
So, like we go through the text, furthermore, our perfect Buddha has not extinguished just a portion of faults and accomplished a mere portion of good qualities, but rather has extinguished all type of fault and accomplish all type of good qualities. Mahayana practitioners seek to achieve this since they will then eliminate all fault and develop all good qualities. So in this way, you know, generally, you know, if somebody asks, you know, the sutras of the Mahayanas and the sutras of the Hinayanas, these two sutras, we should know they are contradict in general.
So that's
the other reason that, you know, it doesn't contradict each other as mentioned earlier. And the other, reason that, you know, the Bodhisattva should practice the common path of the Mahayanas and the Hinayana. Both, you know, because without these things, you know, one cannot attain enlightenment, and also one cannot fulfill the wishes of these three
lineages. Yang yang dapa zubi sanje ne, jun shure wa seba da yin ten shure wa zubi minche es, jun ji ri tada se jin es, yin ten ji ri tada zubi yin la as. De zubi tepa chenpo yang, jun tada ngu jin yin ten tada jebe na, tepa jen tangji ji bando ji yin ten ji ri, tepa jen, ri tangji tepa chenpo lan dun duba yin la as. Tani jino wa, tiji loha jida.
So, therefore, every scripture is included as a branch of Mahayana practice for achieving Buddhahood. For there is no saying of sage that does not extinguish some fault or develop some good qualities, and all of all those, there is none that a Mahayana practitioner does not practice.
Mm-hmm. Tishir Sanje Drupi Tepa Chimbe Lanla Che Eni Sora Tanchin Deba Tees Jyon Nare Ase Bada Yon Den Nare Ami Bi Tupi So Me Bi Shetans Tionda Jise Kare Se Usan Sanje Sengi De Jyon Ki Ri Tanchi Eni Se Changi Ente Ri Tanchi Zo Changi Che Rwas Eni Zane Sanje Drupi Ye Lanchi Ena Jyon Ki Ri Tanchi Mepo Zo Nge Che Dan Ente Ki Ri Tata Rangji Le Che Yon Nge Che Gen Go Go Rees Eni Zane Sanje Ki Son Eni Na Chi Tsun Che Le Jyon Na Chi Me Sengi Che Yo Ma Rees 디자는 성적이 손으로 탄치 인연의 제국으로 가서 가와요 말했어. 가서 찔리 땐 봐.
So one practitioner wish to attain Buddhahood. So in order to attain Buddhahood, one need to abandon, you know, complete a fault and purify all the fault completely. And one need to attain complete realizations. So then one become Buddha. So in this way, all the Buddha's teaching, even one syllables, there's a power to purify, faults. So that is the reason that bodhisattvas need to practice all the teachings of the Buddha.
Jenare seva da yin den nare meje be den bi so me bi she se la do. Sanjegi sunji na yang na jen ta ji seba da yin den nare ji mengi ji sanjegi sunji yo ma ri me yin zan de ta ji tepa chen bi du gu re yin zan tepa ta ji ka sa de da ta ji tepa chen bi me du ba me bi she se la do.
So in this way, the Buddha's teaching, even a one word or a one syllable letter, will purify some degree of fault, and also it will manifest some degrees or some kind of realizations. So therefore, the bodhisattvas need to practice all the teachings of the Buddha, is a Hinayana or Mahayana, doesn't matter.
That's what we're going to talk to in the channel.
So maybe people are getting a little tired, so maybe we will do some question answers here. So Rinpoche keep talking, maybe we get kind of bored or something.
Karasego yore san bawa yana.
초안으로 가르쳐 살았어.
So if we look back, you know, the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So until now, you know, we try to, you know, explain or try to listen for this topic, knowing that all of the teaching are free of contradiction. So, so what kind of sense we felt by, you know, by doing this for a little more than an hour?
等到
So, you know, we by understanding this, you know, we need to feel that, you know, all this Lamrim teaching is focused only for myself, you know, it's talking to me, you know, that kind of sense of feeling we need to generate or develop.
And also,
you know, I want to, you know, attain Buddha Wood, and I want to practice the Bodhisattva path. So, you know, I don't need to practice, you know, the Hinayana, Sarvakas and Pratikyas Buddha's practice. If, you know, if that kind of argument comes, then how we feel? And, you know, what we have gone through, or does that help you to overcome this kind of arguments? So the first thing that, you know, if you want to attain Buddha Wood, then Buddha's, you know, activities of the three doer is to benefit all the sentient beings. So in order to benefit all the sentient beings, you need to know the mental dispositions and the inclination of all the, you know, sentient beings. So that is why you need to practice all those teachings. So the second reason that, you know, if you want to achieve Buddha Wood, then the Buddha Wood means that, you know, Buddha means that, you know, the person who has purified, you know, all the faults and attain complete realization. So that kind of person is called the Buddha. So, you know, if you want to become like that, then, you know, you need to purify all the, you know, faults. So, you know, so if you want to purify all the faults, then you need to purify the Sarvakas and Pratikya Buddhas, those Hinayanas fault too. So now we do the question answers, you know, maybe. Anybody has any questions or any? Or any thoughts, maybe Rinpoche is not giving any chance for the questions so far. So you guys have not prepared.
Rinpoche, how do the gods, humans, Asuras and Gandharvas fit into the ability for somebody to help them reach enlightenment? Have they already? What potential
does
it have for reaching enlightenment?
Ta kogila na da hadamida lhamayinda tisada dizu lagyo sare nijinda dizu tsangma lola ani sanje thobye gi nuba khande khande yo des
sanje thoye na nipa kare yo sana tumat lobu hare salada tumat seyer Jumat is sent to Rajin the Shuya Maris. Jumat is a little bit the day of the Lada.
So, they, what kind of potential those, you know, Gandharvas and Asuras and all those have potential is that, you know, their, you know, stain in their mind, stain is you know kind of immediate or advantageous, so it is not permanent there. So therefore, you know, there is a, you know, a potential to overcome or remove those you know advantageous fault or stains in the mind stain.
So
why, you know, we all have the potential to attain enlightenment is because, you know, the nature of our mind is clear, you know, without any fault or, you know, stains. So the, all those, you know, fault or the stains that obscure to know the you know knowledge or to the omniscience is you know advantageous.
Benan tenje chire. Sen rangje jyo sewa se de. Sen je rangje jyo sewa de. Sen koro ye ngwa cho yo de. Ni sen ji de ji juma de ye jada de lo wa se la da.
So the very nature of our mind is clear. You know, if our minds, you know, realize that nature, then, you know, those stains in our mind, those advantageous, you know, stain automatically, you know, are eliminated.
You know, depending on how the missing it, Jis tabat yanju khosan je wala ko dishun dune chi se chhe mar ngo so pena pena me yule ten da bo chi thau ini jine ye pena ge yin ye da thi ini jine te ba chi me jong lo lo to son je ne ini ten de je ne ini kar sen gi ten yi thma de da ge chi ji ro asa la da ko jin lo de ten de chi le the go ro asa la
so that is the a potential you know all the devas and asuras and gandharvas and all those subhumans and the humans, they're all same, but you know they, we all have that potential. But the time factor is that when you know don't know. So when the causes and condition assemble, that you know in that kind of you know time comes. Then you know you have met a you know the teacher, good teacher or the good guide, and you know and met the Buddha Dharma, and you know some inclination to practice, and then gradually you know by doing practicing you know eliminate the fault of our mind.
Dindugi ma so to sing ngaso na gi chi ro na se ne mhala jo go ro ngaso na gi chi ngaro sa na gi cha sa de na da du ro na ya ro min do asra da.
So all those, you know, beings that, you know, the unfortunate beings, they always wish and pray to attain that kind of causes and condition assemble to, you know. But, you know, we ourselves, you know, are in that kind of states, you know, we have all the resources and met a good, a perfect teacher, we have plentiful, and we met the Dharma, and it makes kind of sense to us, but, you know, we are not improving, we going down and down. So, maybe Rinpoche is kind of leader exaggerating, because, you know, he is talking about himself. But among us, you know, maybe there are, you know, better practitioners. Who knows?
Tāngā sōn jī jēs kē mūdū sālā tā, chōnā jē gōyā nēn dē rēsā nē, gōnu gōgū dū nē nē rēsā nē, nyōn lēn chē tū mūdū. Tā gārā shē rēsā lā tā.
So, you know, we just keep talking, you know. We are kind of, you know, we met all the causes and conditions, we have resources, everything is, you know, assembled, but, you know, lack of, you know, perseverance or, you know, effort, you know, we are left always behind like this, you know, what are we going to do?
Kati yu na sozo, tashi tenpo togo chi sanatong na ma chi, sozo chi nyanchung togo chi da chi, chi kyang ma nyang yin da chi chi yinpa chi nwa chi sanatski kogu mundu salada. Tari chi koro chan na yaj koncho la jeo la chi chi, chi nyang le chi chi tenko yu jiro wa salada.
So always, you know, we think that, you know, I am really, you know, kind of in you know, in good states, and, you know, never get a never generate or felt a sense of urgency to practice, and never get a sense of urgency to have a genuine, you know, faith to practice and taking refuge in three jewels. So because of that, you know, left behind all the time.
Practically, Rinpoche, how can we practice all of this Hinayana process? And we're here listening to teachings on Lamrim, and I feel as though I don't know the Hinayana path.
Tangune ge lalen do je tarwa ina ani thengmen ge lam de so ani nyamle khandes che gores mo chi sing ge mindu sa
benro ben thime se ne ma de ben jibu chung ge ben jong ro nyane jibu ben jibu chung ge la ne to ge ka re se so na ni ko jo so na jo so ro de me ge jibu ge chi so ma de wa sa la da ale to mo tenen go su gor sa la da.
So the Hinayana practice means that, you know, whatever, you know, practice cover in the Lamrim, in the, you know, in the initial stage, is begin with the taking refuge in three jewels. So the first initial stage and the middle stage, you know, practicing three higher trainings and practicing, you know, the Four Noble Truths and 37 practice of the Bodhisattvas or Buddha path or like that.
Kutsu mii de dhaga maare se la da. Pena chubi chungi na nga chewa shima la da mii gupang thapa shu dhanda la ini jangra chewa da mege chubungi tsuri sungo waro was. Ini teba chenpe te chega maare se la da. Ini ale tuma tena kache da.
So the initial stage practitioner, you know, they practice, you know, Bodhisattvas and the Shravaka, Pratika Buddhas, they all practice the initial stage, but, you know, their, you know, goal is different. The initial stage practitioners, you know, they practice because they want to attain a higher rebirth in, you know, humans and deities or the celestial beings like that in the next life. And, you know, and Bodhisattvas practice the initial stage, you know, to attain Buddhahood, and the middle stage practitioners, you know, practice the initial stage to attain Nirvana for oneself. So their aim or the goal is different. So we gonna stop here. It is time out. So So now we do the dedication that, you know, we will never be part of this Lamrim practice in our all lives until we attain, you know, Buddhahood. And also same for all the sentient beings. We dedicate that thing to fulfill our this wish.
Dāsō jīni sābhi gyāvā dē dē dāng rōvā kīng lō kāng bē dāng Shēbā jīzī lō sāng chābā yī Dēmbī nīmbō rindō sē jē jō Shubhayo, Kira Gundo Yandala Madan.
Sambo chuche rabdo mo wa